This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump back in Wisconsin for the first time since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month.
We're going to win this election. We're going to turn this country around. We're going to become an unbelievable growth country.
Trump answered questions at a town hall in La Crosse last night. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump's answers lacked specifics.
Each question got into just a piece of the stump speech and never really gave a substantive answer.
Topics range from abortion to Social Security to illegal immigration. President Biden plans to talk about the economy when he visits Southwest Wisconsin next week. That's all we know so far. It's Biden's first trip to Wisconsin since he decided to end his reelection campaign. Two people in Wisconsin are dead from West Nile virus. A third was in the hospital last we knew. They're the first human cases in Wisconsin reported this year, and they happened in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Health officials say all three were diagnosed in July. The two who died in August. Expect heavy traffic at times this Labor Day weekend. The busiest time should be this afternoon and all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511WI.gov. Wisconsin's Fish and Wildlife Fund will be audited. People pay into the fund when they get hunting and fishing licenses. The audit will address concerns about how the Department of Natural Resources spends that money. Lawmakers on the Legislative Audit Committee say all of it should be earmarked for hunting, fishing, and conservation. A thoughtful approach to everything from watering your lawn to brushing your teeth can help save water. So says conservationist Danny Quissel.
Being mindful on when we're letting the tap run, where you're filling a pitcher and then you walk away for a minute to go let the dog out or something. Keeping in mind, you know, that water is running over and right down the drain.
Quissel is urging state and local governments to better monitor water use. This week is World Water Week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The intersection on County F and County Double H as you head to Vesper may be changing. The Wood County Highway Department is considering changing the intersection into a single-lane roundabout. They're holding a public involvement meeting on September 12th from 4 to 6 at the Siegel Town Hall. You can learn more about the project and share your thoughts. Nominations for the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission are now open. This year, WRASC has added two new categories in addition to the Most Valuable Person Award. They are the Rookie of the Year Award and the Lifetime Achievement Award. You can find the full list of requirements and submit a nomination at visitwisrapids.com. You can also pick up a paper copy at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau at 160 2nd Street North. Nominations are due by Friday, September 27th. Next week is the beginning of Preparedness Month in Wisconsin. Ready Wisconsin is encouraging everyone to plan and prepare so the impacts of disasters can be reduced. They suggest developing a family emergency plan, creating an emergency supply kit, reviewing and updating your insurance, and being sure you have access to your documents. They should also be in a waterproof container or accessible through the cloud. It's also important to stay informed. You can sign up for community alert systems or alerts through a trusted weather app. In Wood County, you can sign up for notifications on the county website through the emergency management page. The Downtown Grand Affair happens in Wisconsin Rapids next weekend. It'll take place from 10 to 3 on Sunday, September 8th. The 24th annual celebration to welcome the start of fall is on West Grand Avenue in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Most garbage and recycling schedules will change next week because of the Labor Day holiday. In Marshfield, garbage and recycling collection is offset by one day. Marshfield's Common Council is looking to elect a member to be on the Utility Commission to serve a 7-year term. If you're interested, you'll need to submit a letter to the city clerk no later than 9 a.m. on Friday, September 6th. Labor Day weekend may be the perfect time to hit the trails with your ATV or UTV. However, the DNR is urging drivers to always recreate responsibly. Be sure to stay on designated routes, wear a helmet and seatbelt, and keep your speed in check. 22 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes so far this year. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also noted as contributing factors. Anyone under 18 must wear a helmet. Cases of whooping cough continue to increase in Wisconsin. The Wood County Health Department says there have been 278 cases of whooping cough in the state this year. At this time last year, there were only 51. Half of the cases are teens aged 11 to 18 years old and 15 infants. The best way to prevent the spread of whooping cough or pertussis is to stay up to date on vaccinations. Whooping cough is a severe respiratory illness that may seem like a cold with a cough, but after about a week, you start to have difficulty breathing and deep breaths make a whoop sound. It can affect anyone and may cause hospitalization due to severe complications. Early goose season opens on September 1st. The DNR reminds hunters this early hunting opportunity runs through September 15th. There's an increased daily bag limit of 5 Canada geese. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club. They don't have this guy. Who's this guy? They don't have enough of this. They don't have enough of that. They got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. First-year starting Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, who transferred after playing 4 years at Miami, is excited to get to work.
Just the atmosphere. I'm excited to play in front of this crowd and excited to just get out there with my teammates. We've been practicing all year long, working together on the field in the weight room. I think we've built great communication, a great bond off the field as well. So yeah, just excited to get out there and play.
You can hear the Badgers tonight on our civic media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The summer box office is winding down, but there are still some good films hitting theaters. Opening this week in limited release is a film called 1992, starring Tyrese Gibson, Ray Liotta, and Scott Eastwood. The heist film is a mystery thriller set in 1992 Los Angeles following the Rodney King riots, where tensions are high. The film is currently pulling a 72% on Rotten Tomatoes. The biopic Reagan opens this weekend as well, with Dennis Quaid in the lead role as President Ronald Reagan. The film is ambitious, starting with Reagan's humble childhood in Illinois, and follows his improbable journey to the presidency. Interesting twist, the story is told through the eyes of a former KGB agent. Fair warning, though, the film is only pulling a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you want to take a trip down memory lane and are in the mood for some zombies before they were cool, check out the Shaun of the Dead re-release, if you're lucky enough to have it at your local cinema. Let's go to the movies. One of America's favorite entertainers is writing her autobiography as a Broadway musical. Yahoo News reports that Dolly Parton will bring glitz and glamour to the stage in New York and do it on her terms. The show will tell the story of her humble childhood and growing up with 11 siblings in Tennessee and follow her rise to fame in Nashville. As fun as that may sound, it gets even better as her music will be showcased throughout the story. Hello, I'm Dolly will premiere in 2026. Will Ben Affleck ever recover from his failed marriage of almost 2 years to Jennifer Lopez? Robert Kennedy Jr.'s daughter, Kick, might have the answers. According to Page Six, Kick, whose real name is Kathleen, which is actually much easier to say with Kennedy, the duo has been hanging out at various spots around LA over the last several months. Spokespeople for Affleck and Kennedy say the two are just friends who hang out at hotels alone and have sex. I paraphrase the last part. Are you tired of hearing about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? Adam Sandler isn't. He's giddy about the power couple to the point where it sounds like he has an actual couple crush. No word on who he is more smitten with, Kelce or Swift. The comedian told the Kelce brothers on their New Heights podcast that his whole family loves the couple to the point where when Sandler is around Swift, he gets nervous because he doesn't want to blow it for his daughters. Speaking of Sandler, he does sound like a good friend to his pal Rob Schneider. Schneider says Sandler has called him every week for the last 30 years just to check in on him. Schneider says he's not sure when asked if he would be part of Sandler's recently announced Happy Gilmore 2, but he told People that he loves Sandler and wants him to be happy and healthy. Sounds like Schneider really wants a part in Sandler's new film, or he's hoping that his friend falls out of love with Kelsey and Swift so they can finally be together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend today. Sunshine, upper 70s this afternoon, tonight into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, low 80s, and then sunshine, highs in the low to mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.